Hello and welcome to another audio boo about John Gilroy's approach to getting elected to the Dáil. And what I'm going to focus on in the next couple of minutes are his canvassers. I'm here surrounded by about five or six of his canvassing team, none of whose names I have got lodged in my brain. So the man next to me, well, please forgive me, I don't know your name.
Noel Costello.
Noel Costello. Noel, look, what I really want to get at is not so much the policies, but the skill of canvassing. You are out there canvassing practically every day, is the impression I have. What skills are you using as a canvasser?
I think the basic skills of a canvasser are not to try and pull the wool over people's eyes. Just give it as it is. I canvass for John Gilroy and the Labour Party in that order. And I talk about the skills that John has and what John does best with his work as a councillor, as he's done over the last 3 or 4 years, and the amount of work he does, and his basic attitude to politics, which I think is refreshing and different to a lot of what I hear and have heard myself from different canvassers from different parties over the years.
So you go and you knock on the door in the first place, or you ring the bell, and do you have an approach? What's the first thing you say to somebody when you when they open the door?
Well, the first thing generally is sorry for disturbing you, and we just today that we're here to canvass for Councillor John Gilroy, and just try in the couple of seconds that you have. Generally, you'll have an idea of whether a person is interested in politics or whether they just don't want you there. And if you feel they don't want you there, you just say, I'm looking for your support for John Gilroy on election day, and we hope that you'd vote and consider us on the day, and leave it at that. If we feel that somebody maybe is a little bit cynical about canvassing, what I would do then is draw them out a little bit and see where they're, try and find out whether they're Labour supporters or have been or would ever consider being Labour supporters. And every day I've been out, John has been on the canvas with us, and he's never more than a couple of hundred yards away or 100 yards away. And I would say, would you have a chat with John? You know, you might be a little bit undecided. We were up in Kinvara Park last Saturday and came across two young girls, you know, two what I would call disillusioned voters. I won't say what party they supported in the past, but they were very disillusioned with what has gone on with the country couldn't see any great future for themselves, you know. And I don't have the skills to talk them around into painting a picture of the future of politics in Ireland. But I asked them, would they have a little chat with John, you know? And John called about 10 minutes later to them, you know. And he gave them 5, 6 or 7 minutes of their time, and he came away, and I asked him when he came away, I said, how did you get on? And he said, they're fine, they're happy.
Great.
So he spoke to them, and he gave his impression of what politics should be.
Thank you very much. That's really interesting to get an insight into that. Can I slip across past you to the next man and get a view from him? Hold on. Just going out. Can I ask you a few questions about canvassing?
Yeah.
Let me just... Now, I've moved here across here to another member of John Gilroy's team, canvassing team, whose name again I have forgotten, and I apologise for that. But can you tell me who you are and give me an idea? What are the key skills you use as a canvasser when you're out there knocking at doors this morning?
Key skills are just common sense. Going out this time, right, being in opposition, it's easy. Easy to canvass, right? No problem. Like that. On the doorsteps, people are saying to us, John Gilroy, hard worker. He's been working hard for the last 7 years as a councillor, and he's paying off now, and people love that. They like to see a worker man. It's unusual actually to see it in a politician, like, you know. I hadn't much interest in politics before until John Gilroy came on board, like, you know. I've seen what he has done for Glenmire over the last 7 years as a councillor. Worked, dedicated, clean, honest, and common sense.
Well, what about you? Now, I'm more interested in you than John Gilroy now at the moment, right? How do you put yourself across on the doorstep?
Well, John, as I was told what to say on the doorstep, like, you know, and what it is, it's just ordinary common sense he tells us, right? He tells us what he has done, what he expects to do, hopefully we expect to get him elected as a TD. We need a TD here in Glanmire on the doorstep, like, no? This Glanmire never had a TD ever in the history of Glanmire. This will be the first time, please God, that we will have a TD, because we're talking about 10,000 votes here in Glanmire. Like, so we need a TD, young population with 6,000 or 7,000 youth around, and hopefully John will have brings a youth cafe. The next thing is on board for the youth, like, because some youth like love sport, that kind of thing. Like, we always get people, stragglers like that, are not interested in sport. So John always brings them on board. So we'll have youth cafes and things like that in his. Like, John is the chairperson of the soccer team, like, and he brings people to play sport, like, you know.
And are there any things you any situations you've found yourself in a canvassing on doorstep where you felt, oh my God, I dropped a clanger, I should never have said that, oh my goodness, have you ever come away kicking yourself for the way you've handled a situation?
No,
you've handled them all, never at all.
Ah, yeah, you will. Like,
you must, surely.
Sometimes you say, did I say the right thing there? Yeah, exactly, yeah. At the end of the day, we're only human, like, I'm, you know, human, yeah. Yeah, but most times, like I said, if I was Fianna Fáil, no, I would not, like, be going to the door today, because people would, I'd say, every second door we go to, I'd say, thank God, as long as you're not Fianna Fáil, like, people say to us, yeah, it's okay, like, you know. And most people, yeah, will talk to you, like, you know, and we get our point across to them, like, you know, and... Yeah, people, yeah. Not everybody's going to vote for us either, like, you know, and that's fair enough. Everybody has their own opinion, like, you know, and we respect that, and that's it, like, you know, so...
That's great.
Yeah.
No bother. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, yeah.
That's cheers. Great. Thank you. Yeah. We'll go across here now to one of the others here. Are you also campaigning with John Gilroy? You're not?
No.
Right. Are you? Well, look, tell me, are you going out canvassing? Are you? I'm just looking to get a quick word, really, to get an idea. Can I have a word with you, just to ask you what it's like to be doing canvassing? What is it like to be knocking on people's doors and looking for support? How would you describe it?
It's very difficult, really. It's just like going on, how would I put it? Well, at the beginning of the campaign, it can be quite difficult.
Yeah.
Because normally people don't want to talk to you, number one. But as you go on and you get into the run of things and the media builds up the story and there's a momentum going to things, that's when the campaign really takes off. And some people do want to talk to you. Other people don't want even to see you. And anybody who puts up no canvassing sign is always respected.
Right.
I'm not saying they don't vote.
They just
don't want to see in canvassers. And they've done mine made up anyway.
Yeah.
This election is going on for at least 6 months. This started 6 months ago. And the people are weary. They're weary of canvassers, they're weary of the media, they're weary of talk.
Right.
And the only way to come out to vote. Most of the people, I would say, of the electorate have their mind made up.
And do you see it as your job to coax them to talk a bit?
Irish people are great for great talkers. In fact, there are those who say we talk too much.
Yeah.
But some people, like, there's a lot of the electorate are very divided. Some people concentrate mostly on local problems. Other people see the big picture. Others don't see the picture. It's just the form or humour they are in the day. Now, it's a good job that these people are only a minority. But most people have their minds made up. This is the only election that I have been out in the last 11 elections, I'd say.
Right, it's the only one you've been out.
It's the one in 11 that I there's a very, very good aura out there for Labour.
Right.
The tide has turned. And I hope it's a question of the people coming out, really.
And are you looking forward to going out there today more?
I'll do 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then I have to stop because of my arthritis. I could only do 3 hours in the morning.
Yeah,
and then I have
great.
To stop for the day.
Well, look, thank you ever so much for giving me that bit of an idea of what it's like. Thank you very much. And I'm here now with a man who's just about to go out canvassing. I don't know your name at all.
Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie, look, tell me, have you canvassed often before?
No, this is my first election campaign, canvassing for John Gilroy.
And what got you hooked as a person who's never done canvassing before into doing it this time?
the man in question. I've such respect for the man, such great initiative. He's shown such initiative around this area that he deserves all the support he can get from all the people in the particular area. Great worker, great time for him. He's a really genuine man, and that's the reason I'm out canvassing with him. I wouldn't be doing this with anybody. You know, he's a special man.
And you're going out there now and you're knocking on the door of people's houses, people that you don't know at all. What skills do you have to use on the doorstep as a canvasser?
Being nice and polite and not forceful, and just give him your opinion and you look for his the support and voting for the candidate. Not much skill really, but just honesty and just promote a man as best you can, and that's about it. You know, he's no major skill attached to him, just being nice and polite, and hope you get the message.
How long
across.
Would you spend with somebody?
It depends. 3 minutes, sometimes 1 minute, yeah. 5 minutes, all the time in the world to talk to people. Yeah.
And is there any difference talking to men or talking to women? Do you find any difference between
question.
Them?
Like talking to the women. There's no major difference there, no.
None at all, really.
The women, probably have more questions, all right. Men are, possibly the women are, the men have their minds made up, I think, maybe a bit faster than the women, maybe.
Or is it that women don't give their preferences away as easily, don't reveal their hand
maybe
as easily?
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what would be your favourite house if you were the one you'd most enjoy going into canvas?
Young married couples, they're very very much in tune with what's going on. A lot of questions asking. I enjoy the banter I get with the younger people, especially with their problems that they're envisaging at the moment in this current climate, yeah.
Great. And today, where are you going to go?
I think we're up in the north side of Cork today, maybe Shanakiel direction. I think that's where we're heading for now. So,
well, look, I wish you a good day.
Thank you very much.
Ever so much for giving me this bit of information and insight. It's ever so good to talk to the people who are doing the canvas.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Jim, you dropped them there. You dropped up here.
I just did four of your canvases.
Did you drop
another little dimension?
My phone. I missed my phone.
I'll drive up there.
All right. You're off. Good luck, guys. Here, you want to take that with you?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is. I have one. Right. Let's go take a sip for a second.
Good luck.